Listening Library presents A Lucian Sparrow by Karen Hess, read for you by Sarah Jones, with an afterword featuring a Lucian evacuee, Harriet Hope.
I noticed a string of strange, bare mountains rising out of the sea along the northern horizon. They resembled heaps of smoking slag. The sun, striking their sides, gave them a greenish cast, like verdigris on copper. I asked a fellow passenger what they were. Illusions, I thought he said, but now I realize he said they were Aleutians. Corey Ford, Where the Sea Breaks Its Back. Kashiga, May-June, 1942. Summer in Kashiga. The old ones, Alexei and Fekla, they say, "Go, Vera, go to Kashiga. See your mother, your friends. It is only for the summer," they say. "Go, nothing will happen to us." So I go, eager to visit Kashiga, riding the mailboat out of Unalaska Bay as Alexei and Fekla Golodov and our snug house in Unalaska Village and my photographs and books, my little skiff and my 12 handsome chickens all fade into the fog. What war? I arrive in Kashiga. My friends Perry and Alfred squabble over me like a pair of seagulls fighting for a crab claw. My mother greets me like a stranger with an Amerikanchen hug, then touches my hair.